gather here today to celebrate the great accomplishments of our graduating class of 2012, to give thanks to Almighty God for all the gifts that He has bestowed upon them. And in many ways, this is a day of great rejoicing that it is the end of a great journey. And as with all great journeys, we need to create some solemnity to mark this passing, this end of something great, a great accomplishment. Graduation, taking the next step, commencement, marking the beginning of something new. Notice all those words refer to what is yet to come. Because while we gather here today to mark the end of one journey, we know that a new one begins here. And it is what lies before us that can be so marked with God's grace, filled with opportunity. So I know that our seniors today, they know a lot. And that's why we celebrate. They've learned so much. They've passed all the tests that were required of them. I think all the grades are in now. And so, yes, everybody is here that is supposed to be here and has made it. So you know a lot. The tests prove it. Your teachers testify to it. You've learned a lot. There is much that you know. But today, in that vision of looking forward, I'd like to focus not so much on what you already know, but three things that I hope that you will know. Three things that, despite of everything you already know, three things that I think you need to know, especially as you leave Bishop Miege High School. The first thing that I think you need to know is that you need to know God. Now, you've spent at least 4 years at Bishop Miege High School and probably 8 or 9 more in elementary school and junior high learning about God. So rightfully, you probably sit here today, you think, I know God. I passed all the tests. I could tell you all about the Council of Nicaea. I could tell you all about social justice. I know the compendium of the Church's social doctrine of the Church. I can quote the Catechism. You might be thinking, I know God. I've passed. I made it. Well, it's one thing, I think, to know about God and to know what your teachers teach you, to know what your parents say about God. But especially today, as you come to graduation, this question of knowing God takes on, I think, a greater and most important significance for you. Because up to this point, other people have largely told you, here's what the church says about God. Here's what the Bible says about God. Here are some things to know about God. Here's what you have to know to pass the test. Here's what we expect of you. And that's all well and good. It got you to this point. But as you move on, this knowledge of God that you have to have is much more than simply what is found in a textbook or even what your parents tell you about God. As you leave here, I pray that you would really know God. In the Bible, that word to know implies a much greater intimacy than merely knowing facts. You've got to have a deep knowledge and love of God in a way that is personally yours. Because it's not going to be enough to go from here and simply remember what you were taught or even just to do the things that you were taught. You've got to know God. I love how in our first reading today, notice that Paul and Timothy, they know God. Paul has met Jesus personally on the road to Damascus. But notice how the Spirit leads them in their journey. Paul says, we wanted to go up here, but we were prevented by the Holy Spirit. And then he says, we tried to go here, but the Spirit of Jesus prevented it. And then he has a dream, and he says, a Macedonian, someone from Greece appeared. He says, come here. Notice that God is not something that's in a textbook to be learned about, but God is a dynamic, active presence in the world. Someone that if you have a relationship with God like St. Paul, you can hear God speak and God says, don't go there. Don't do that. Go here. That's the kind of knowledge and relationship with God you've got to have as you leave here. One in which you intimately talk with God in your heart. You know Him and you can hear Him tell you, this is what I want. Do this. God made you. He knows what will make you happy even better than you do. If you're going to find that happiness that God wants for you, you've got to know God and know Him in an intimate way. Know God. That's the first thing that I would pray that you would know. But it's a little bit dangerous if we simply know God and leave it at that, because we know that, as our gospel tells us, we get away from perhaps the confines of Bishop Miege High School, where our faith is so known and supported. Jesus tells us that when you go out to fulfill your mission, the world will hate you. Those are strong words. We're used to our faith being accepted. We're in a friendly place in this church. Our family is probably friendly to our faith. But as we leave here, we're going to be challenged. And for that, the second thing I think you need to know may surprise you, but I think the second most important thing you can know is that you've got to know yourself. Know yourself. It was the beginning of all wisdom to the ancients. Know thyself. Why is that so important here today? Well, if you look around your class and how you act amongst your class, your peers, there is a great desire to want to fit in, to find your identity in what you see other people doing. What should I wear? How should I walk? Where should I go? What should I like? So many times we look to other people to tell us those things. I want to fit in. I want to be part of the group. The pressure in high school to do that is incredible, to fit in. But sometimes I think we do that at the expense of being the person who God created us to be. Because the truth is, you are not like everybody else. Each of you has your own individual gifts that God has given you. Up to this point, a lot of it has kind of been set for you. Here are the classes you will take. Here's where you're going to go. Here's the time you're going to be here. And that's all good. That forms you to this point. But you stand at the beginning of a great journey now. Because maybe for the first time, really, God is asking of you, what do you want? What do you desire? Because the truth is, if you know God, He's put that on your heart, and you have got to be you. Many people never learn this. They spend their whole life looking at other people to say, what are they doing? How can I fit in? Notice Jesus says that I have taken you out of the world. I have called you from the world. You are not of the world. You are set apart. We don't need more people to simply try to fit in and try and be like everybody else. How will you use your gifts, the individual unique talents, the gifts that God has given to each of you? And for that, you're not going to be able to look at your neighbor. You're not going to be able to look at your classmates or even the world around you and say, how am I supposed to be? You've spent the last 12 school years having other people tell you how you are supposed to be. Part of the joy of graduating is that there's not necessarily someone at that next step telling you, now here's exactly what you have to do. You are free to be the person God made you to be. But for that, you've got to know yourself. Freedom does not mean simply, I do whatever I want. We see so many people try that and they end up enslaved. To be truly free means that you are able to be the person God made you to be. And for that, you have got to know yourself. You can't find the answer in a textbook. You can't find the answer, certainly, from the world. You've got to know yourself. Because if you don't know who you are, you will spend the rest of your life trying to be like somebody else. But if you know who you are, you can change the world. The next great leaders, the next great scientists, playwrights, poets, musicians, you're all sitting right here. But if we as a church, who so desperately need your gifts, if we as a world are going to benefit from that, you have got to know who you are, and then you can't be afraid to go be that person. Jesus promised us It won't be easy. If you are going to stick your neck out to be different, Jesus says plainly, the world will hate you. But know that it hated me first. To some extent, if we stick our neck out and we find that others are trying to chop it off, we know Jesus promised that. I always think it's a good sign. We're on the right track if things are difficult. If it's too easy, be assured that you're probably going with the flow when maybe God is asking you to step out, to be unique, to let your individual light shine. So know God, know yourself. But then after you know God and you know yourself, I think the third and perhaps most important thing that you need to know is to know that you don't know it all yet. I think that's so important, especially as you come and you're seniors now, you've got it. It's easy to also think that I know it all. And that's okay, to an extent, you know a lot. But one of the great things that we know also begins here is that it's not over. There's great growth, great maturity that still is yet to come. And so even as, yes, you can know yourself and be who you're called to be, don't be afraid to seek guidance, seek wise counsel. By wise counsel, I mean not from the world, seek counsel from people you trust, your parents, your church, these people that have spent your entire life forming you to who you are. They're not going anywhere. It's amazing how much smarter your parents get as you get older, especially as you get out on your own. And all those things that mom and dad did for you that you didn't really think about, all of a sudden, mom and dad seem pretty smart. Don't be afraid that as you try to know God and know yourself, that maybe you ask for a little help as you do that. There is much more to learn. I think one of the greatest gifts that you can take from here is one of humility. So many times in our lives we think we've got it all figured out, and then God busts in with something new. Maybe it's just something that we learned in college. I know I thought I had it all figured out when I graduated from high school. Then I got to college and people were able to teach me things that I didn't even know I needed to know. Trust that that is the case for you too, that there is much more to know. And that's what makes it exciting. Because you go with God. You go being the beautiful person He's called you to be. But you go with assistance, with a community, with the great love and support of all those here today. If you have the humility to recognize, I don't know it all yet, I'm still prone to make mistakes, then you have the right mix to really be successful. Most of all, I pray that you never stop knowing how much we need God. Every time we come to Mass, we humbly come before God and say, I don't know it all yet. I need you, God. Help me. That's why we come here today, to ask God for His help. We pray that that relationship that you have begun with God may grow and flourish, that you may have a great, deep knowledge of God that continues to grow as you leave Bishop Miege. Pray that you might discover more about yourself, and in doing so, enrich the world and the church with your gifts. But I also pray that you may never stop learning. Always be learning. Learning about God, learning about yourself, learning about all the beautiful things God has created in this world. Never stop learning. If you know those three things, you may not know it all, but those are three important things that I pray you leave Bishop Miege with today. Know God, know yourself, and have the humility to know that you don't know it all just yet. Blessings today upon the class of 2012.